Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Swamp Swami Podcast! And now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami! Yay!
Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little Landyap too. Today we'll take a look at the U.S. Open. Our prediction, Wingfoot will win again. The men's U.S. Open golf tournament will begin on Thursday at one of the most difficult golf courses in America. Winged Foot Golf Club, which opened 97 years ago back in 1923, is just north of New York City, and it has hosted four other U.S. Opens during the modern era. At a rather pedestrian, at least by 2020 standards, length of 7,264 yards, the West Course plays to a course rating of 75.7. What does that mean? It means it's 3.7 shots harder for a golfer who traditionally plays 18 holes of golf in even par. It's tough. In three of the four previous U.S. Opens held at Winged Foot, the winning score for the tournament for professionals has been over par. You don't see that much anymore. Back in 1959, Billy Casper won at 2 over par. Back in 1974, Hale Irwin survived a test of nerves, and he jubilantly high-fived all the fans around the 18th green after posting a 7 over par winning score. Yeah, it plays tough. Now, 14 years ago in 2006, Jeff Ogilvie took home the trophy with a less than stellar plus 5 final score. Now, that was the year that Phil Mickelson had his best chance ever to grab his one and only U.S. Open title for the first time in his career, as he led by 2 shots standing on the 18th tee in the final round of the tournament. It was only back in 1984 when Fuzzy Zeller posted a winning score of 4 under par. I remember then, and the golfers were so scared of Winged Foot after Hale Irwin's plus 7 score in 1974 that was dubbed the Massacre at Winged Foot, some of the golfers actually refused to play in the 1984 tournament if the golf course wasn't modified. The USGA reluctantly relented. Now, if you like seeing golfers who miss the fairway be penalized in thick, deep, gnarly rough, get your popcorn ready for a weekend of viewing enjoyment. So which version of Winged Foot Golf Club should we expect to see this week? The weather is expected to be refreshingly fall-like. High temperatures should be quite comfortable in the middle to upper 60s into the 70s. Sounds great to me. The USGA's CEO Mike Davis is hinting that the golf course might play a little easier than a few of the past tournaments held at Winged Foot. He said earlier today, "We kept looking at ways to make the golf course a little easier, but this is such a great test. It puts the premium on everything." Translated, if the winning score turns out to be 1 under par, that's A-OK with the USGA. And me too. I'm tired of seeing modern golfers banging 350-yard drives and hitting short irons into par 5 holes. Technological advances in modern golf equipment have made a mockery of some of the country's finest golf courses over the last few years. So get ready for Winged Foot to strike back this weekend. Since the golf course demands accuracy off the tee and around the greens, this event should bring some of the more accurate and shorter golfers back into contention for a possible championship run this week. With this being 2020, though, I believe that this U.S. Open is bound to have a storybook ending with some surprises expected. Let's take a look now at a few possible fun finishes which I might like to see come true. First, and everybody's number one, Phil Mickelson finally gets his first U.S. Open win. Fan favorite Phil is the poster boy for heartbreaking finishes in this particular major golf tournament. He's now 50 years of age. Mickelson has finished in second place a record 6 times in the U.S. Open. Now that includes that infamous final hole collapse at Winged Foot back in 2006. Phil has won the other 3 golf majors, so a win this weekend at Winged Foot would complete his career Grand Slam. It would also be the biggest story in golf since Jack Nicklaus won the 1986 Masters at the age of 46. Phil is currently a whopping 110-1 bet to win the tournament. Translated, it's not very likely. If Phil does leave that erratic driver back at home, though, he still might have a chance this weekend. I sure hope so. Possible finish number 2. Dustin Johnson wins again. Yeah, DJ is the hottest golfer on tour right now. He is long off the tee, solid enough around the greens, and he just won $15 million in FedEx Cup bonus money in Atlanta a few weeks ago. Alas, Dustin Johnson rarely shows any emotions on the golf course, and to be honest, he can be kind of boring to watch. Johnson is the U.S. Open favorite, though, with 8-1 odds. If he wins, the odds on me being asleep on the sofa by the trophy presentation are even money. Number 3. Jordan Spieth returns. This talented young man has literally been invisible for the past 3 years. After winning the 2017 British Open, Jordan Spieth got married, and he's mired in a deep slump on the golf course. Spieth's famous putting touch has faded, and his awkwardness off the tee makes him, like Phil Mickelson, a 110-1 bet this year at the U.S. Open. But wouldn't it be fun to see Jordan Spieth break out of nowhere and win this event? Number 4 on my possible finishes list. Tiger Woods challenges, but he loses down the stretch. Now yes, this is kind of unlikely because Tiger Woods usually does prevail when the pressure is mounting. However, Tiger is now 44 years old, and he will not have a huge gallery cheering for him this year, as the course will be sans fans. Tiger has 15 majors right now, and he still needs 3 more to tie Jack Nicklaus for the most major championships in golf history. Woods will have to use that old trusty 2-iron off the tee this week, keep it in play, to have a chance this year. His odds are currently 50-1. And idea number 5. Matt Kuchar, Ricky Fowler, Paul Casey, or Lee Westwood finally win their first major. I know you can't pick all 4 players to win this year's U.S. Open, but all of them are overdue for a little bit of good luck. And why not on this COVID-19 year of 2020? Matt Kuchar is now 42 years of age. He has 9 PGA wins. He has placed top 7 or better in each of the 4 major golf championships, including a 2nd-place finish in the 2017 British Open. He's listed at 150-1. Let's take a look at Ricky Fowler. He's 31 now, has 5 PGA wins, and is currently a 66-1 betting option. He has finished 2nd in the U.S. Open, 2nd in the British Open, 2nd in the Masters, and has a 3rd-place finish in the PGA Championship. A 1st-place this week would look really good, Ricky. Also, let's look at 43-year-old Englishman Paul Casey. He's finished 2nd in the PGA, 3rd in the British, and 4th at the Masters. Hey, a 1st at the U.S. Open would look pretty nice. His odds, 60-1. And finally, that brings us to 47-year-old Lee Westwood. He has 225-1 odds. But he's played in 10 Ryder Cups for the Brits. He's been around a long time. He's also finished 2nd in the 2010 British Open and 2nd in the 2010 Masters. He was 3rd back in 2009 at the PGA Championship and has 2 3rd-place finishes here at the U.S. Open back in 2008 and 2011. The key word is, those have been 10 years ago. This might be his last best chance to win a major on U.S. soil. There's also one more bit of good news for this year's U.S. Open golf tournament. The tournament will be telecast by Golf Channel and NBC. Fox Sports is now officially out of the televised golf business. Hallelujah! The one thing you know about the U.S. Open at Winged Foot is that the winner will be a tough-minded survivor. So turn off that NFL again this Sunday and enjoy some great golf being played at a terrific venue. I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time.